Hey guys, thanks for coming over. This is Richard Sachs on Lost Arts Radio Live. Hope you had a good week wherever you are in the world. And I was thinking about what to talk about today when this brief kind of overview of the week up to now and what's going on. And really, what I figured in the end is we could do like a 5-minute show and cover the whole thing because we're not trying to do the details. We're trying to do certain details, to get meaning in the whole thing and help with understanding, but put the title as Common Sense Being Targeted for Termination, because that's really the chains that are holding everybody down and allowing us to be dominated and treated as humans are being treated right now. But the weird thing is that the perpetrators of what's happening destructively to the world right now are as much victims as anybody else. They don't know who they are, and it's like the actors playing the characters are these incredible beings, but including us and you and me and everybody, but and the bad guys too. And not to be sexist, the bad women are included in that term. They're not really bad. And I don't mean their actions aren't really bad. Obviously, they're horrible. And those of us who have been digging into the top levels of it know that bad is an understatement. It's really nasty. I mean, they're doing bad things to children and, I mean, stuff that we'd probably get banned for going into in detail. But And this is really hard to put into words, but you already know this is kind of an outside-the-box program. The people who are doing that stuff are doing it because they're hypnotized like we are, but they're hypnotized to play the parts of the bad guys, and we're hypnotized to play the victims. And neither one of those roles is true. The actor is the same amazing type of being in each case, playing the bad guys and playing the good guys at the same time. So even though in a way a lot of philosophies and spiritual outlooks have called it a dream, and it on a deep level it actually is a dream. We're all right where we really are, but it's like the Matrix movie in a lot of ways, with some exceptions. But since we're in the dream, we experience it as extremely real. I'm sure you've noticed that. And you get to be right there feeling the good and bad effects of what you do and what other people do. And so as long as we're here for a little while, then if there are things we can do to make it a better experience, we really should do that. And if you wanted to summarize what's happening, basically you could say that the characters at the higher levels playing the really evil rulers of the whole thing, way above the money level, the ones that are doing it for non-financial reasons that you could call satanic, but it really doesn't matter what label you put on it, it's what they are and what they're doing that matters. Those individuals are totally dominated by their own programs that their minds are projecting, just like most of us are down on the bottom level. That they're doing it too. So, if you wanted to summarize what's happening, it's like maybe the most concise way to put it is that humanity and life on this planet are being systematically exterminated. Not to be negative or anything, but sorry, that's what's happening. At least that's what it looks like to me after many decades of digging into it, as well as looking at potential solutions. And they're not doing it for money. It's like this pyramid. If you made it like a business, structure of how a business is put together, at the very top is a very small number of individuals, and it comes out to different levels of controllers and the corporate power and government agency power and things like that. And then at the bottom, the general population with the rest of us. Each level is being given motivation that is appropriate to its level, so that at the corporate levels, the people are told that, all you have to do is go along with this. I'm talking about the very high corporate levels, not including banking levels and all that. It's not the general people working in the office, but the ones running, you know, huge corporations and networks of media and banking systems, stuff like that. They're told, look, if you just go along with what we're doing and exterminate the useless people that we don't need, that Kissinger called useless eaters, and a lot of other of the rulers have given us interesting names like that. Just go along with that, help with your little part of the extermination. Don't worry, you're not responsible. You're just following orders. Then you're going to be part of the elite remnant that will inherit the planet for its playground. That's the basic idea of the people that see population reduction. And you're going to have a really great time. You and your family are going to have, you know, free reign over the planet to enjoy yourself any way you want. Just go along with this little population reduction extermination thing, and it's going to be really great. And they think, well, I'm not a victim, and I'm going to be in the, you know, rulers that are left, and I'll be the royalty, basically. Yeah, sounds like a good deal. And they go ahead and carry out their orders for the most part. The ones that don't, and there are some like that, that we've talked to, high-level bankers and things like that, they get some rough treatment if they survive it at all. But it is has been done to defect from that level. It's just kind of rare. Below that, you have the corporate and media and banking executives and things that think that it's about money. And they're in it for trying to get rich and all kinds of material toys that they can play with and people that they can feel important, you know, that they're ruling over, and being able to give orders to the levels below them and have millions of people be affected by the orders that they give. That's a level below, and they're told that everything's going to be great. We're just going to cut down the population a little bit because, you know, it's killing the earth, and we need the earth to survive. So we have to get less people. It's really simple. And they say, that makes sense. We're actually saving the earth by killing these people. And they're involved in the medical system and other types of industries to carry that out. Below that, if you look at organizations like the UN or even the banks and various corporations and industries, even if they're highly toxic and, like the UN, have completely nefarious motives, which they do, the people below think that they're doing really good things, making a good living by being of service to the community. The vast majority of people working for the UN and NGOs and government agencies all really feel like they're serving the world. And like the ones working for agencies like CDC that are, you know, completely corrupt and giving out really dangerous misinformation, they don't know about that. They've been highly educated, and they know that all the misinformation that they're involved in perpetuating is actually good, and everybody should be on drugs for their benefit. We should eliminate sovereign countries because they're the cause of war. We should disarm people because then there will be world peace. Everybody will be safe. They actually believe this stuff. And they teach the people under them to believe it as well. Same in the educational system in the U.S. I mean, it's the same thing. But basically what's happening behind the scenes that is should be super obvious to everybody, but it's not because of the success of media and educational system and the programmed entertainment and everything. What should be really obvious is that at the very top level in the power structure, that not the visible one, but above that, Stephen Greer talks about it to a certain degree, but it probably goes above what he's talking about too. In fact, I'm pretty sure it does to non-human levels as well. It's an extermination program. And that's not to feel bad about. It's to be strategically aware of so that we can look at what are the possible solutions. And I'm going to go through some examples of how this is playing out. You know, we'll talk about world events. And since I'm sitting doing the show from America, from the U.S., I'll give examples within the U.S. of what's going on. But then we'll fit them in to this very simple understanding that it's an extermination program. And some people don't understand that. And they say, well, why would the rulers want to exterminate life? I mean, they're going to die, and because it's really hard to live without the biosphere surviving. If you kill, you know, which they're clearly doing, they're doing things to the environment, so-called environment, the web of life all around us that supports human life. They're doing things to it to exterminate it irrevocably. If they were just trying to reduce unwanted numbers of population so that they could be the only ones left, they wouldn't do that unless they were really not very smart, right? Because it's like the coyote running over the edge of the cliff and not knowing he's falling down, and then he does fall down eventually because you're standing on the cliff. You can't stand on the air. And the rulers, if they're taking out the biosphere and killing the honeybees and the animals and the plants and all these species that are going extinct, which they are, in spite of the fact that the climate change terror is a complete hoax, but the real environmental situation is an extreme urgent problem. Those are both true at the same time. And people like to take this superficial understanding and get split into, well, we're going to die in whatever the number of years is lately. I think it's 7 because of climate change and the polar bears drowning and sea levels coming up and covering all the continents and the usual stuff like that. And no more ice after 2013, according to Al Gore. And I guess that had to be updated. But whatever that is, that you should be so terrified that you give up all your rights and your sovereign countries and be welcoming world tyranny while the rulers, Obama and other people, buy mansions right on the beach because they know that's all nonsense. And yet they're trying to make the climate situation seem real by spraying poisons and using EMF fields from HARP systems and things like that to disrupt the normal climate patterns like the trade winds and temperature patterns and seasonal norms and things like that, so that they can say whenever anything happens, look, climate change, give up your country, give up your rights, you know, pay the new carbon credit exchange and the climate will never change again and stuff like that. That's total fraud, but the real situation with the weather is being made toxic and dangerous by geoengineering, which you're not supposed to think is happening. But it might have to happen to help the world, but it's not happening, and it's a conspiracy theory, and it's kind of tearing apart your ability to have common logic and common sense for obvious reasons, because then you're easy to control and destroy. So overall, we've got this situation where these rulers who have gotten high on the drug of evil, you know, destroying people under them and having control over everybody, being able to destroy whole ecosystems and whole planetary webs of life and stuff, makes them feel really powerful, kind of like being high on cocaine or something, except a lot better, because you can do it every day and night, and all the people within that group are supporting each other and say, yeah, you're really incredible because, you know, you're arranging the death of this many millions of people. They think that's really incredible, and it is incredible, just not the way they think. And we're going to look at some examples, but the question still remains, why would they do that when they are clever enough to figure out that it will kill them too? I've looked at this for a really long time, and I don't have any point of view to prove at all, and I'm not trying to convince any of you guys to agree with me at all, because we're all just trying our best to figure this out. But the best I can see at this point, most accurate, is that they're carrying out a ceremonial sacrifice of the biosphere. And what I mean by that, and I've told you before, I'm not going to make it a long point, but there's this really sick doctrine called sacrifice. And what it basically boils down to is that if you find an innocent being, the more innocent, the better. Completely pure and perfectly innocent, the best. A lot of cultures have killed so-called virgins for that because they represented purity. The point is, you find a pure being, or as pure as you can, or if you can't, then maybe for the moment an animal or something that is pretty pure, it doesn't have any malice against anybody, and you kill it or him or her exactly according to the steps that God approves of, and then God's going to really be happy with you, and you're going to get all kinds of benefits. Material benefits are common. Being able to kill a whole bunch of people in wars is common. Being led into paradise in certain cases, you know, if you're fighting a holy war or something, that, and you do it just right and kill all the people that don't convert to your belief system, then you get to go to paradise, and it's great forever, and you get lots of perks, you know, on the physical level in paradise, and it's wonderful. Anyway, that whole idea is called sacrifice. And what it means is, if you do it just right and an innocent enough being, you can practically have whatever you want. God's just going to give you everything. So this is, I think, exactly what's happening to the world right now. And at the very top, it's simply that. The people right under the top rulers know that. But as you get farther down the ladder, it's not really beneficial to tell the lower levels what you're doing. So you say it's to make money. The Georgia Guidestones are pointed to that. I think the idea is to lower the population to like half of 500 million, something like that. But that's not the whole truth. It's that's a step on the way, but to do the sacrifice fully and completely, you can't leave 500 million people alive. What a waste. You should sacrifice everybody, and not just the humans. I mean, everybody, insects, birds, animals, honeybees, plants, trees, everything. And that shows that you're really devoted. And their idea is that they throw themselves on last, completing the sacrifice, and they merge into cyberspace and can happily live with their dark power that they're worshiping forever, and it's going to be great. But they're really not as smart as they think, because when you get darkness as your roommate, or the being that you live with forever, at some point you realize that was not a good move to make, really. It's not the most enjoyable way to live, to put it mildly. And the other thing is, there's this little part that you overlooked, which is that there's a law of nature. It has nothing to do with religion, although it's mentioned in many of them. And it doesn't care what you believe. It's quite happy to subject you to this law if you're an atheist or a devoted religious person or whatever. And that's that whatever you do to or for anyone else, including animals, unless it's self-defense, but anybody else, good or bad, that you do to or for them, it comes back to you multiplied. So if you absorb that understanding of that law, and it's not an arbitrary law written in a scripture, it's a law written into nature, into your own consciousness. It's not some nasty God that enforces it, it's you on yourself, because of who you really are, which is not who you've been told you are, and it's always carried out. So if you understand that, you try not to exterminate whole planets and biospheres, because it's what they call not very good karma. And these guys aren't smart enough to realize that, but they will eventually, and they can defect at any point. And we should have an interest in their defection, because if they defect and don't push this plan through to the end, you know, the extermination thing that they're working on, that's better for us, because it could be turned around, and even this late in the game, the biosphere could be brought back to its normal state and beyond. We could make this place incredible. So that's kind of what I'm suggesting we understand, because there's a potential solution there. So I'm going to go down quickly. As usual, I've made a bunch of notes, and they're like 10 times as much as what I've got to cover. So I'm going to try to hit some high points to illustrate this pretty simple thing that I'm saying, that a small group has the whole world enslaved and really overwhelmed with the complexity, trying to figure out what's going on. And as we're in that confused state where we believe we're totally weak and helpless, or, you know, all we can do is protest while the rulers don't care and they just kill you anyway, that's moving towards the completion of the sacrificial ceremony, which I'm not recommending that we do. So what are the options? And the idea is that this group that is enslaving everybody is doing it by hypnosis, which can be broken. And if it's broken, who we really are starts to come out. Our normal abilities that we haven't remembered for an extremely long time become usable and accessible again. That would be a good thing. I hope you can kind of relate to what I'm saying. I don't know if I'm doing a very good job explaining it, but it's a really outside the box idea from most points of view. But you can see it illustrated. And I guess the one other thing that I wanted to really emphasize is that the people who are the perpetrators are not different than us other than in their programming. If it weren't for the grace that we're not in their position, if we were looking through their eyes with their mind, their background, their emotions, their pressures, and all the things that have brought them to where they are, we would be doing exactly the same as they are. It's a really sobering realization. And a lot of people don't have it. They think, those bad guys, they're so terrible, we have to destroy them, you know, and it's justified, right? It's always justified that. And self-defense is necessary. You have to do that when it comes up. But hating the bad guys is a big mistake. You may have to defend yourself against them, but hating them, there are more powerful things at work here than just the physical elements of this situation. And one of them is energy and frequency. And everything that's going on has its own frequency. It's not just cell phones and 5G. Every being on the planet and elsewhere is putting out a certain energy field. And those are very powerful in determining what's going to happen and what experiences you draw to yourself. That's, even though the secret, whole thing with the movie of The Secret was not something that I think is a very good idea. First of all, it's really hard to do what The Secret was telling people to do. In reality, it's easy to say you're doing it and repeat it to other people, but really doing it is very difficult and rare. And I've met some of the few individuals that have actually done it, and the results are not completely what they tell you they will be. So there's better things to do than that. But understanding that bigger picture, looking at some of the stuff that's going on, like, for example, I live in Arizona, right? That's where I am now. And Arizona is famous in the U.S. for having 300 clear days a year in weather. That's why it used to have a lot of people coming for tourism for that. Just like the Los Angeles area in Southern California used to be a health resort area. And I don't know if you're aware of that. If you're one of the younger people, you may not remember that. But in the 40s and up till then, it was this beautiful area with oceans and beaches and mountains and fresh air and orange groves, which, by the way, smell really good, in case you haven't been in an orange grove before. And it's changed since then, which you may have heard about. So I mentioned Arizona because the 300 clear days a year are still there. They're brilliant, crystal clear. It's just that if you're standing on the ground, you can't see them, because the geoengineering, to use the respectable term, or the chemtrails, to use the discredited common term that means exactly the same thing, they obscure the sky. Like today, you could hardly see anything in the sky, even though it was crystal clear above the chemtrails. And you're not supposed to know that. And if you get a little bit upset about it and call the weather service, like I've done a few times, going crazy and think that that might actually do anything, they'll say, Richard, you're not even a scientist, so we have to talk slow, but these are ice crystals. See, it's ice. It's like, that's what water that becomes when it gets cold, and when there's certain atmospheric conditions, the water coming out of the jet engines, because there's all kinds of water coming out of them, not true, but that's what they say, turns to ice, and it makes these giant trails in certain conditions that spread all over the sky. And I said, well, why didn't it happen every day? And they said, well, it's the weather conditions that are changing. And that, and I said, well, why do we now have pictures on video of the plane spraying, of this ice crystals coming out the back of this plane, and then they just stop, and then they start again, almost as if you didn't know better, you'd think they were being turned on and off. And they said, well, that you wouldn't really understand. That's just very complex atmospheric conditions. If you want to go to climatology school, you might eventually understand, but just take our word for it. It's just ice crystals, and just go do whatever you're doing, and don't worry. Even if you can't see the sky and it's totally gray, it's clear. And if you're not sure because it looks gray, just look at the weather report that says clear, and then you'll know the truth and won't pay any attention to the gray. And this is an example of really, I mean, it would be humorous if it wasn't really happening, of the perception of humanity that's being played with and changed. So this is going on all over the place. We've had Clifford Carnicom on the show to tell us a little bit about what's in what's being sprayed, you know, in terms of cross-domain bacteria, bio and chemical weapons, toxic metals, and they've really been targeting California very heavily for a long time, along with blocking the rainstorms. And I used to be on Geoengineering Watch Radio as one of the co-hosts, and we watched the storms coming into California, and then planes would come in and block the storm and create a drought. You know, it was really obvious. And this went on for a long time, and it, to some degree, it's still going on. And instead of water, they're dumping toxic explosive metal on the forests. And then I saw videos today that were shown to me that were demonstrating the directed energy weapons. It's a good video, and we posted it on lostartsradio.com. You can see it there. And it's referring to the Paradise fires. Those were caused by the explosive metal dust and the lack of water, and then the triggering mechanism, which you can see pictured in the videos, and it's these lines coming down apparently from aircraft, and they look real to me, and they explain why certain areas were targeted, and they have some kind of technology that'll keep fires in exactly the area where they're wanted, and they will burn, you know, way hotter than any normal forest fire or house fire, melting metal and glass and quickly incinerating people in their cars as they try to escape and that sort of thing. So that's going on. And you might wonder why. And some people think, well, in fact, there have been some of the fake scientists on TV saying, we think we might have to protect you from global warming. So there's no such thing as chemtrails, but we might have to start doing it. And maybe we've been doing it kind of for a while, but not on a big scale. And worldwide, we think it'll only kill 10,000 people. So it's not anything statistically significant. And, you know, just don't worry about it. Let the scientists direct what's going on for your own benefit. You know, the technocracy idea. And they're just telling you opposite things at the same time. I don't want to use the whole show on geoengineering because that's like half of page one of the notes that I have out of 15 pages. So we have to hit the high spots here. The same thing is being done with the medical system almost all over the world now, certainly in America. It's really intense with the idea, just like geoengineering, that don't worry about it. Eating toxic chemicals, everybody knows, makes you healthier. And that's why the U.S. is the healthiest country in the world. Even though it's the sickest, it's really the healthiest. Even though the people are all getting chronic diseases and the kids are dying when they get injected with things to prevent disease, the reason they're still dying is because they need everybody who's resisting this treatment to be given it so that we'll have everybody be healthy and disease will no longer exist. And you know, it's along with Agenda 2030 to eliminate hunger and stress and the need to work and everything else. It's really great, and all you have to do is totally trust it. So you wouldn't think anybody would trust that, right? Pretty much everybody trusts it completely, and they don't know why, we don't know why we feel so bad and so sick, and the kids are all on inhalers and having chronic diseases and neurological problems, and this massive increase in autism in a few decades, which clearly has nothing to do with genetics because it happened so fast. We know what it has to do with, and we've had guests on to talk about that in great detail, and I'm sure you probably know what triggers it. Having these things injected into their bodies is a clue that tells you, you might be able to figure it out if I give you that clue. But it's exacerbated by GMOs and glyphosate, which is a concomitant toxin that goes with GMOs. They're designed to be flooded with glyphosate. But there's so much stuff I want to say at once, and I'm running out of time, of course. But I would certainly not want to buy non-GMO food. Because if it's non-GMO, first of all, it can still have Roundup on it. Of course, you don't have to have GMOs to, they use GMOs to dry out grains and things before harvesting to make it more efficient. I mean, how brilliant is that? Most of the farmers have been totally brainwashed. They're not bad people either. But they've been taught in ag school, and I was in an ag school for a while, and they teach basically the soil is there to hold up the plant, but nature is waiting for people to design chemical fertilizers so finally the planet can have enough plants to produce food for people and animals to eat. Now that we have all the chemical fertilizers, we're going to be safe from starvation, and the GMOs will make it even better. And this is just trying to present insanity in a coherent way is very challenging, but you get the general idea of what I'm talking about. So the idea is that if you don't spray poison on your food, then the world will starve to death, obviously, right? And if you combine that really top of the line poison food with the top of the line healthcare system that says eating toxic chemicals will definitely make you just really healthy, and injecting horrific stuff into your body and your baby's bodies will make it so they can't get sick anymore. Even though they're all sick, you know that because that was done to them, they're actually the healthiest in the world. And you try to keep your mind from not getting tied in knots. And this is being done at the top, very systematically. It's really quite a sophisticated brainwashing program. It's very effective. Even though it seems like nobody would ever believe this kind of stuff, that's going on with agriculture and with the drug industry and almost every other aspect. I mean, they're pushing that not only do people need to be the healthiest in the world and the best fed because the food is poisoned, so it's got to be good for you, and it's grown with chemicals, so you don't need the micro life in the soil or anything like the old superstitious people did hundreds of years ago when they didn't even have glyphosate. I mean, it's amazing they survived. So even though that makes you the healthiest in the world, even though people are sick and dying in ways that never happened before, they are the healthiest because modern science says that. So we know it's true. And even with that, you have to be safe as well as super healthy and nourished. And so the best way to be safe is to make sure that self-defense and firearms ownership becomes totally illegal. And even though places where that's done, the violent crime is the worst in the world, Mexico, Chicago, New York City, stuff like that, London now. And London, you know, it's kind of stressful for a lot of the criminals who want to commit home invasions and murders and stuff, can't get the firearms that they really want to get. It's very hurtful for them. But they do get knives and they get cars and they get other things. And the violence level in London now is, I think at last I heard, it was above New York City. But even though disarming the population makes it much more violent and dangerous, you need to know that that's what has to be done for world peace and total safety. And so that's being pushed by almost all the, by in fact every single one of the presidential candidates that we've been watching in the debates in America. It's really amazing. So it's another case of common sense. They hope that you will not even remember what it was. But in addition to being, that should keep you safe, and now you're safe and you're nourished, right? You have the best health in the world, even though everybody's, you know, showing the opposite, but officially you have the best health in the world, but you have to also have the most prosperity in the world. And the way to do that is to go massively into debt. And so these same candidates that I was just talking about, some of them have been proposing things like the Green New Deal. And a lot of groups have gotten behind that, various social justice groups, and also Organic Consumers Association, which I think has done a lot of wonderful work up to now. And they're just throwing their whole weight behind this Green New Deal thing, which says the way to economic prosperity and safety and a, you know, utopia in the future is go tens of trillions of dollars into debt to the central bank, which of course then directs the government and controls the country. And we know where they will take that. And you give everybody free money, which, you know, obviously we should have thought of a long time ago, right? There shouldn't have been any poverty, any lack, anybody without anything. All you do is print all the money and give it to them. It worked great in Zimbabwe. In fact, they were giving people trillions of dollars, and there were trillion-dollar paper notes that they circulated. I think you can still get some for, I don't know, a penny a piece or less. And it's just that there's a problem with that. It does work, but it produces the opposite effect, so that the value of the money becomes nothing. But that's what they're pushing for, because if people are at the highest levels, if you look at why that kind of nonsense is being pushed, you know, that you can make all the poor people okay by just raising minimum wage to whatever, $100 an hour or whatever inflation demands. At the lowest levels, it's because people don't understand simple laws of economics. You know, that leaders of the political parties mostly don't understand it, or they would have shut down the central banks a long time ago, and they would have outlawed fractional reserve banking, which perpetuates this kind of system of guaranteed financial stress and poverty and crime and all that kind of stuff. But at the top level, they allow that to keep going, because if you're really struggling for survival, and everybody in your family has to work all the time, or you have to be on welfare that comes with conditions that make sure that you won't do anything unacceptable or you lose your welfare if you do, and you have to have all your chemicals, eat your medicines, and have them injected into you and everything to make sure that you're doing your part to receive your free money, it keeps everybody controllable and totally oblivious to what's actually happening. So it actually fits right together. And the question is, you know, why do people fall for this kind of stuff? It's so ridiculously obvious. I mean, right? Do you get what I'm saying? It's like, when you start looking at it, nobody should believe any of this stuff. So why do people? And I think a lot of the credit for why people fall for all this is due to the fact that we've got the finest educational system on the planet, maybe in the solar system, that it's just educating great scientists and doctors and, you know, people in all different kinds of disciplines that know more than anybody's ever known in the history of any planet in the universe. And now you've got doctors that know things are safe and effective, even when they're not, but they know it because their education is so incredible. And that's not just for doctors and PhD students and things like that, which I know firsthand. I'm right in the middle of that stuff. It's starting at preschool. And of course, in order to really let two-year-olds have the benefit of this incredible education, you've got to make it so the parents have to work all the time and they don't have time to take care of their two-year-old, even their one-year-old, right? Because they'd lose hours at work, and you can't have that. So they have this thing called child care, where they make sure the kids have all the injected chemicals that they're supposed to have. Most of them have all the GMO processed food, lunches and meals. I mean, the ones that are old enough for solid food. The ones that aren't old enough for solid food, they get the latest chemical formula to drink, you know, because the mother nursing the baby is so inefficient and mother would lose time at work, right? Some of them get 6 months off, but after that, the baby's just got to put up with it. And so these systems of childcare say, oh, now the government-approved indoctrination can start when the baby's, you know, barely old enough to talk. And babies do absorb things you tell them even before they learn how to talk. So it works for the younger ones too. And as they get into elementary school, you know, the older group that's like 5 years old and above, they can teach them about the real truth about gender, that if you're called a boy or a girl, actually that's arbitrary. And it was probably an evil male with probably light skin, you can almost bet on it, that just assigned that gender to them like a lottery number, you know. And the truth is that they're being finally let in on that you have no idea what gender you are. You've got like 300 different choices, and you have to figure that out with the consultation of the teachers and the school nurses and things like that. And since there's so many possible genders, if you're not the right one, you know, you can probably get free chemical hormone blocking and maybe even surgery, which is, you know, health freedom, and everybody should be entitled to it. And you can also be taught that the people with light skin didn't only assign your gender, they also were responsible for oppressing everybody in the world, whereas the other people really were better, but they got pressed down and, you know, stopped from doing anything, even though the reality of history is completely different and the skin color doesn't determine who enslaves who at all. People with the darkest skin you can imagine have enslaved each other throughout history, and it's really different. But because of our educational system being, you know, so advanced now, kids are learning about this stuff, and they're learning that having your own country is really bad. I mean, it's probably actually racist and xenophobic, but fortunately there's an answer to that, and that's make sure that there are no borders on your country, that everybody comes in, and eventually there's this homogenous non-culture kind of shades of gray all over the world, which obviously needs a concentrated, centralized form of control, global government, which guarantees world peace. So that, I think, is being taught to kids, and I've talked to a lot of kids even through college age, and they believe this kind of stuff. It's not just once in a while. Vast numbers do. There are some exceptions, but they've learned trust of technology and technocracy. That's going to be the ruling class that uses technology for complete surveillance and control to keep you safe, and all the things that are in Agenda 21 and 2030, which don't exist, but they're the main operating system that the technocracy is developing along, involving the smart grid with smart meters and Internet of Things, that apparently the current U.S. president has no idea what's wrong with that and thinks it'd be great to proceed immediately. It'd be nice to get him to wake up to some degree if that is possible, and I hope it will be. But if you look at the work of Mark Steele and Barry Troer, people like that that have been on our Sunday show on Lost Arts Radio, those are all free archives if you ever get time to look at them. These guys are experts in the weaponization of wireless frequencies that are being used, just by coincidence, of course, for what's operating smartphones and the ARP systems and the EMF wireless devices of all kinds. And I've talked to a lot of people within telecom industry lately. Most of them have no idea. Some are starting to realize it, but they can't say anything because of the environment that they're in. And they also have the learned belief that globalism is going to save everybody and create world peace. Tyranny will be for our benefit. So it shows what happens in America or Brazil, but Poland, some other places, but especially America right now is the one we can see from here. We get a non-globalist president. He doesn't really understand what globalism is. In a speech, he said, globalism is what's good for the world, but I want what's good for the country. That was a complete misstatement, misunderstanding. Globalism is not what's good for the world. It's what's good for global tyranny. Nationalism is what's good for the world because, you know, the media wants to tell you that nationalism is where you hate all the other countries. That's complete nonsense. Nationalism is where each country makes itself the best it can possibly become, meaning a great place for the people to live where you don't have the wealth being siphoned off by a central bank or any of these other tyrannical agencies or institutions. You have the people actually getting to have businesses and jobs and, you know, projects that they want to do and earn money, and the resources of the land get turned into wealth. And then each totally sovereign, independent country cooperates with the other countries as they want, each one looking out for their own best interests, and everybody gains, you know. But media wants us to think that business is a one-sided, what do they call it, a zero-sum game, right? That's, in other words, if you get more prosperous, everybody else has to get poor. That's completely not true. It's not true at all. And the people running that scam know it, that if you become prosperous and be an example of freedom to the other countries, you raise up everybody else. And even though the current U.S. president has big gaps in his understanding, he's not doing anything apparent to stop the censorship that threatens everybody in the world. I mean, he thinks that 5G and GMOs are great, so he's got some serious misunderstanding. But the reason they want him gone is that his motive is good. And the things he has done against the power structure, they've been very upset with, stopping TPP and getting out of the Paris Climate Accord, which was a complete scam. And things like that have been unacceptable, so he has to be removed. So in the U.S., we've got this fake impeachment thing going on. You guys might have heard of it, even if you're in other countries, where they just make up something that was completely fake, you know, something that he supposedly did in Ukraine, when the real transcript of what he did shows that he didn't do any of it. And they don't care. They just make it up, and Schiff and Pelosi and people like that just make believe that it's true, and they know it's not true. And they just, it's irrelevant whether it's true or not. They just go ahead, and the people in their political party and some of the ones who are corrupt and blackmailed on the other side of the aisle will support it, even knowing it's a complete lie. It's just irrelevant to them whether it's a lie or not. They just follow orders. So we're in the middle of that in the U.S., and it's going to be interesting to see what happens. And some of the, one of the associates of the president who actually didn't do any crimes at all just got sentenced to 50 years in prison for something that didn't happen. That's the kind of stuff that's going on in the U.S. right now. That fake trial of that associate of the president was amazing. And you can see something about it on the news source that we recommend that I can't name anymore. We'll be off the air. And it's on lostartsradio.com as well, so you can find it. It's a recent story. So how could they get away with this kind of totally ridiculous stuff that nobody should fall for? I think one of the main reasons, besides our incredibly great educational system, is because we have an incredibly great media, too, that makes believe it's real, and they have these really expensive studios, not like this $10 studio that I've got, but even more expensive than that. And they learn how to talk and the facial expressions to make so they seem really authoritative, and they're patient with you because they know you're only a peasant, you know, and they try to explain it so you'll understand it. And the people in the opposing political party right now in our government are fine with lying about everything. It's very weird. It's like they're totally sold out to evil, which you can tell by everything that they do. And just the thing with abortion, which you're not supposed to talk about either, and you're not supposed to realize that is what it looks like it is. You know, when a woman is pregnant and you take out the being that is trying to develop inside her, trusting that for its complete security, take him or her out and kill them by smashing their head or whatever technique is government approved at the time, you take it out, it's not a piece of tissue. It's a very small person, and the whole human being is there, and that's being condoned to do that in this country now under the guise of health freedom. And the party that's really supporting that fully is saying, well, geez, if that was okay with everybody, we'll just kill them after they're born too. And in New York and Virginia, they're passing laws to support that. And most people, even in that political party, they can't believe that's going on. But that's been the whole point all along. And about $500 million of taxpayer money in the U.S. goes to fund killing these babies. I think 60 million so far. It's getting pretty serious, and that, you know, something needs to be done at some point where the population stops contributing to that kind of thing. And the media is pushing race division and riots and all this kind of stuff. We're almost out of time, so I've got to go really quick now. The point is that there's a very coordinating system, and most of the people working in that system don't really realize what they're working for, and don't realize at the top the goal is extermination of life. That most of them would never believe that. And so if you happen to be monitoring or watching this broadcast from inside a power position, I'm just letting you know, just in case. I mean, you probably wouldn't care about the viewpoint of any regular old little person like me doing this broadcast, but just in case something tells you to pay attention for a second, even if you get wonderful perks and tons of money and, you know, avoid the threats of blackmail and all this kind of stuff by following orders, it's not really a brilliant idea. It's not going to lead to the utopia and paradise and everything that you think. You might want to reconsider that, even if you're in positions within the power structure, in the media, in the medical industry, in education, in poisoned agriculture, telecommunications that they want us to think are safe, which are not. And there's a lot of science corroborating that. You can do good from where you are. One of the things is Project Veritas, which is a great project. And people from within these different industries, lately media, have been coming to projectveritas.com and talking to those guys and saying, look, this is what we're doing. Let's broadcast it to the world. And they have been, and it's very valuable. So I strongly encourage any of you guys to look into the possibilities of that if you want to be courageous and do what's good for everybody. But one thing that I hope you can see from all that behind all of these destructive agendas, the priority has been to keep us unconscious of who we are. Why would that be the priority? I'll give you 5 seconds to think about that, because we got to go off the air here. But the reason is because of who we are. We have incredible potential within us because of who we are. We're not these limited handfuls of dust and worthless beings that authorities and religious authority figures have told us we are for thousands of years. We're actually not limited beings except by our own beliefs. And there are ways to break out of that. And our common sense has been educated out of us, but it's not dead. It can be brought back. And even one of us has so much power. I mean, Einstein once said that the amount of energy trapped inside one atom was enough to recreate the universe. And I'm saying that's nothing compared to the energy that is trapped inside you, that's available. It's not dead. It's not ever going to be dead. And whenever you get ready and think that it might be worth looking at something to transform your life to a higher level, you're the one it's up to who decides when it gets released and used for something good to help everybody, which is the whole point. And the reason you want to help everybody is because, well, we don't have a lot of time to get into that. At the deepest level, beyond quantum physics and all that, there's only one being here looking out through the eyes of every individual creature, including you and me. And that's why, that's the reason that when you help somebody else, it's not selfless, you're helping yourself. And I recommend that we consider doing that. like right now, as soon as possible. Start with your physical body. It's not the only way to do it, but I found that it is the most direct, and everybody can at least see and feel their physical body. It's not like trying to get a hold of your spirit on step one. And learn the laws of nature. Get that fixed. Don't just put up with the idea that you have to be in horrible condition, or that degenerative disease is normal, or that what they call aging and normal old age is necessary. It's not. I'm telling you that from experience. And you can change all that stuff. Just learn how to do it, and you'll be amazed. Just fixing your physical body is going to open up your mind, because your brain will start working clearly, and it's going to give you your energy back. And even if you're not here for very much longer in the world, use the time that you've got, because you are actually the linchpin of the whole waking up of everybody. You don't have to go out and try to convince them. That's a sidetrack, and it's not what you need to do. It doesn't even really work very well. Just changing yourself, because of the depth at which you're connected to everybody else, literally changes everybody else. It's not a belief. It's not a new agey silly theory. It's real. And so I just recommend starting with your body, your physical body. Learn how to get that back. Learn the real laws of health that are violently suppressed right now. Learn them and apply them. Make use of them. Use this information. And then you start doing the inner work. Learn what mind is. It's not brain. And you can use it as an ally if you learn how to do that. Body also is conscious. It's not a piece of meat with blood flowing through it. It's something amazing. And it's capable of two-way communication in ways that most people wouldn't imagine. It can help you. So you bring those things back, those elements of consciousness back together, and you'll become what you always were, but consciously. That's what the rulers are trying to prevent, so they can finish the destruction before that happens. So I think that's good guidance. It means do it now. You know, that's the bottom line message. And it's like most of this I can't get to because it's time to stop. But I hope that resonates to some degree with you, that I'm saying it's not about beliefs, it's not about ideas, it's not which political party you're in, it's not which gender you happen to be, or what age you are, or whether you're rich or poor, and anything like any of that stuff. That's all side issues. What you really are is not physical. It's the one wearing this costume. Wake that up, fix the costume, and the global rulers can't possibly overcome the good that you can do. That's what I've, you know, found to be our most likely help. So hopefully it's something that you might consider. Remember that if by any chance, if we ever talk about anything controversial, God forbid, I don't know if we'll ever do that, but if we do and we disappear, go to lostartsradio.com, get on our mailing list so we can stay in touch with you, even if we have to embed videos or whatever. Or go to our channel at Brighteon, brighteon.com/channel/Lost Arts Radio. We'll be up there because Mike is not going to censor on that channel. Subscribestar.com/Lost Arts Radio if you want to support us to keep us on the air. That would be nice of you if you have the resources. And planetaryhealingclub.com if you happen to be interested in support for putting some of this stuff into action. I'll be there live every week, and it'd be fun to see you, and we'll work on this stuff together. And that in that platform, I can talk about things I can't incorporate in the public transmissions, and that's planetaryhealingclub.com. Any questions about any of that stuff, email me, richard@lostartsradio.com. And remember, the Sunday educational show is tomorrow's with Ken Rolla, and health teacher, inventor, engineer, really interesting guy. He's got some technologies that can help you, and some of which I've used and I'm using now. They're good. That's about it. PlanetaryHealingClub.com. That meeting starts in 30 minutes. And I really appreciate the time that you shared with us. Thank you very much, and for letting me be part of the show with you. I hope you have a great week, and I'll look forward to seeing you next time. Talk to you soon.
Introducing Lost Arts Radio on Subscribestar.com. Just go to Subscribestar.com/Lost Arts Radio to find our rewards program, offering 10 different giving levels starting at just $5 a month. We offer incredible value for any rewards level, from extra monthly interview videos not available publicly to subscription-based Planetary Healing Club videos once, twice, or three times a month, to private counseling sessions with Lost Arts Radio host Richard Sachs, to tech help with me, Doug Diamond. We even have one option where you can be the star on Lost Arts Radio as our guest on a specially produced show just for you. We conduct an interview with you and broadcast it to our growing network and listenership. Our subscribe star levels are one of a kind and offer great rewards for any budget. Please help support Lost Arts Radio. We can't do it without you. With increasing censorship on many of our channels, we really need your support today to keep doing what we're doing. As Richard says, we're not even at survival level yet. Lost Arts Radio has three weekly shows. Lost Arts Radio Live each Saturday night at 7:30 Eastern, 4:30 Pacific, which is a live stream currently on multiple platforms in case we get banned from some of the larger ones. Right now, we're on two YouTube channels, Facebook Live, Periscope, which is Twitter, Twitch, and DLive. You can access these broadcasts by going to www.lostartsradio.com/live for all the links to those channels. The Planetary Healing Club meets right after Lost Arts Radio Live at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific on Saturday nights. And our Sunday show with guests airs at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific on Sunday nights on our Blog Talk Radio channel, our YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and on Brighteon. Be sure to sign up for our free email list just in case we do get banned on big tech's platforms. It's just a matter of time, really. They don't like the stuff we talk about, and they do not want the truth out there. In fact, they have already attacked us numerous times. Join our free email list so we can let you know where we are and how to access our shows. The sign-up button is right on the top right on most pages of our website. The best starting point for all things Lost Arts Radio is our main site, lostartsradio.com, where you can find the hottest news selection videos that we curate just for you. Those are on the homepage and added to daily, as well as articles and breaking news about information you really need to know. Our show archives, the 10 most recent shows, are right on our homepage, as well as our Blog Talk Radio page at blogtalkradio.com/lostartsradio, or just click the All Things Radio Show tab right on our website. We're in the podcast directory on iTunes, and all of our shows except the banned ones are on our YouTube channels at Lost Arts Radio and at Diamond Disc. Our Brighteon page is really taking off, and we often have editor's picks videos right on their homepage. Visit Brighteon.com/channel/Lost Arts Radio. On our site, you can also access our free listener forum as well as sign up for the Planetary Healing Club, which is just $25 a month, where you get private access to a one-on-one interaction with host Richard Sachs and myself and the other club members who participate live. More info can be found at PlanetaryHealingClub.com. We're providing solutions in there to make the world a better place. Come join us. Thanks again for listening to and supporting Lost Arts Radio. We love having you as part of our family to learn, experience, and grow with.